Late Sunday night, Pennsylvania Attorney General Dave Sunday and the Foundation for Delaware County announced a deal has been reached to keep Crozier Health System hospitals open for the immediate future, while a long-term restructuring plan is worked out. That's according to our news partner 6ABC. Last week, Prospect Medical Holdings, which owns Crozier Health, told a bankruptcy judge they only have enough money to keep the hospitals open until this coming Friday. Sunday's meeting was an emergency hearing to look for a final reconciliation. Prospect Medical Holdings is the private California-based company that owns Crozier Health System. On Thursday, Mayor Parker will deliver to Philadelphia City Council her budget plan for the fiscal year that starts on July 1st. Council President Kenyatta Johnson says the big unanswered question is what is going to happen with federal funding.
We are working in partnership with the administration, what the process is going to look like, and obviously once we have a hearing, we'll get a chance to get feedback on what people want to see in the budget. So no particular concerns. We do know on a federal level, there's a level of uncertainty regarding how the policies coming out of Washington, D.C. can have an impact on the city of Philadelphia.
The public will have a chance to weigh in on the budget during hearings that are scheduled at City Hall. There are plans to hold some of those comment sessions in city neighborhoods, but those sessions have not yet been officially scheduled. Wildfire risks are expected to remain high across the Delaware Valley this week as the area deals with an ongoing drought. More from WHYY's Corey Sharber.
The National Weather Service in Mount Holly issued a special weather statement Sunday for elevated fire risk in the Delaware Valley, discouraging anyone from burning outdoors. Parts of the region got more than 2 inches of rain last week, but meteorologist Ray Martin said it wasn't enough to rehydrate the areas most affected by the drought.
The fine fuels, the dry leaves and grass, things like that, they dry out very quickly, especially when we have very low humidity for several days and a gusty wind for several days. That just kind of sucks the moisture out of the small debris, grass, leaves, stuff like that left over from last fall.
Martin said rain isn't in the forecast this week, and people should double check when they properly dispose of any potential ignition sources like cigarette butts. Last week, officials in New Jersey said more than 200 forest fires have already been reported this year, more than triple the fires reported for the same time last year. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Sports, the 76ers showed a lot of grit, getting that win Sunday against the Utah Jazz, 126-122. The Sixers visit the Hawks this evening, and the Devils beat the Flyers Sunday, 3-1. A look at the forecast today. Sunny, fair skies, 66 degrees. Tonight, clear and a low of 37. Tomorrow, sunny again, and we'll be in the 60s again, but even a little warmer as we get up to 69. Tomorrow evening, clear early, then some clouds, a low around 40 degrees. Right now, it's 44.